now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Wait a minute, I'm here. I had to push the button. Oh, welcome back to Declare Your Independence. I'm here in the Stancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEA beautiful studios of freedomsphoenix.com. All right, who we got scheduled now? Donna's getting him on now. He's supposed to be coming on the Zoom, whatever. Now Chris was supposed to be on yesterday, and he said that his phone went out dead or something, whatever. Anyway, so we got him on today for you. Thank you. Amin Rafi is a crypto anarchist, entrepreneur, journalist, and public speaker. He's been working closely with the developers and communities of many revolutionary projects in the cryptosphere since 13, an active user of Bitcoin communities and a respected member that is constantly involved with the dedicated developers and leaders of this exciting industry. With a keen eye for the latest advancements and diverse backgrounds, I'll turn that up a little bit. A diverse background, including industrial design, engineering, R&D, marketing, and international business, philosophy, psychology, providing a strong foundation to understand and communicate with a large number of members across different fields. He's a regular speaker at a lot of Bitcoin conferences throughout Europe and such. And I wanted to talk to him about a lot of things. You know, one of the things that the most recent example, this is BitNation. BitNation is a digital, fill out of I got my own nation. I mean, pirate land or whatever the heck, which we've gone through that with the creators of that. And BitNation Refugee Aid that won an award at the UNESCO Nexplo 2017 forum. So I'm going, the most recent example of this was through BitNation's Refugee Aid. Then he won a United Nations thing with this, using digital, I get to be my own country. I definitely want to find out, what the hell is he talking about? He's an advocate of peer-to-peer and decentralization otherwise in an otherwise centralized world. And an advocate of privacy, peer-to-peer economies, decentralization in an otherwise centralized world. Amin is currently working with the 1M5 project, which is what we'll have banner ads and starting to promote that as soon as we get to talk to him, a protocol seeking to provide anonymous, uncensored communication by routing messages and communication through Tor, I2P, meshing networks. The protocol is currently being developed to be used by Encrypt for journalists. Now, these are all the things that we're hoping to help with. And using different mechanisms for doing it, and a lot of it is you're going to do this on this platform, or we're going to work with Google or the UN, or we're going to, so he's one of these guys that's been out, yeah, we're going to save the world and we can be you're going to help us and we'll be in a lot of interest. So I want to find out who he's working with, how this, where is he seeking out and searching for the participation and partners in this to save the planet. But what might that be? See, we'll see how that works. He's got the skills, he's got the contacts, he's got the power. So we'll find out. Well, I don't know what the problem with getting him on is, but I get to talk more. Oh. All right. So let's start looking at some of the, while Donna's working on that, we'll see if we can, learn to fire ourselves with something. Here we have Space Invaders, how pseudo-satellites will soon conquer the stratosphere. Now, what they're talking about is these high-flying balloons and forever planes. They have these planes that are solar with some battery, and they go up high, and they may come down in a few weeks. Let's see. It's the unmanned Airbus designed vehicle with a wingspan of 82 feet can fly for almost a month and is so light that two people can lift it. Wow. See, it's technology, it's materials, man. Build the ship. Build the ship. All right. So we'll hear more about that. You know, some of the stuff, or that, you know, Steven Lindman, he's definitely paying attention to Venezuela because he was a big Hugo Chavez guy. He's like, yeah, you know, let the socialists reign. And, you know, I don't care because it's Venezuela. If they wanted to live off oil and they, you know, paid the people and the infrastructure to do and kind of, and he stays in power and the goodies of free whatever, I don't care. You know, peace out. You want to do that? Hell, that's what, you know, Kuwait does. United Arab Emirates. What do you think Dubai is all built on? You know, these guys, I am a river to my people. Well, that was kind of Gaddafi's thing. He built an enormous aqueduct that supplied water to the entire country, and it was a booming. And then China came in and said, hey, we'll help you booming, and we'll develop some more oil. And then it got boomed with bombs from the U.S. This is, the U.S. is eventually, at some point, sometime, going to get theirs. And to think that they're not vulnerable, it's, can you imagine? You know, it's kind of Liam Neeson Taken movie. You know, it's, you know, some star in, you know, Tomb Raider 47 of, we got to go kick government ass with, you know, Angelina Jolie or something. You know, it's going to be James Bond, UK's not our buddies anymore. I mean, something. It's going to take one person or just one one pissed off truck driver or one something to get creative. Now, sometimes they do stuff that's just, boom, they drove a, you know, suicide truck bomb into the front gate of, and then you did a little damage, yeah, big deal. I mean, you could, you know, now guys and kids and hackers with, you know, I'll give you an example. You have the entire city of Baltimore. You know, they're talking about, yeah, I just saw this. Now, what does this say? It says, saw it here somewhere. Baltimore is not able, the people that live there, their computer systems are crippled by ransomware viruses, and residents may not be able to pay bills. Now, to what? The city? You know, for the water thing, yeah, not my problem. But this is how, you know, there are people with different skills. You could cause some damage. What about, I don't know, some, you know, vaccine company? What about some, you know, munitions company? What about, you know, the warmongering, wing ruling the bank of, you know, what? You just piss off the wrong guy, the guy that works at the factory. Hell, with Tesla, you know, assembly line, you know, they're, either guys are there, or they were paid by the union, or they got a job there and infiltrated, doing everything they could to sabotage, and then they find them and prosecute them and start going after them. And, you know, this happens all the time. So I'm just going, yeah, you start pissing off the people, and you just have grandmas and uncles and kids that are just a pain in your butt on so many levels. Are you sure you want to do this? This is why when there are civil wars, there's like total destruction. Because they, them, those, the king, you know, the mother of dragons, whatever it is, they don't like challenge to their rule, and they will rather lay waste and burn and raise entire cities down in Raqqa, you know, if they have to. And they will. They don't care. You know, this Game of Thrones thing, I'm caught up on it. You know, I get in binges at, over different times, whatever, because I, you know, do it kind of semi-free, and I semi don't, you know. So I get all caught up. Anyone that's never watched, oh, I can't start another, like Frank, you watch all this other crap, and he goes, and I go, no. If you go through Game of Thrones, it's so the way it is now. It's the same kind of thing. It's this crown, and this crown, and this crown, but who is it? It's an individual. It's a group of individuals. It's the Iron Bank. You know, it. All of these things, it just play out how it does now. Where are the people in this thing? The whole thing with the Mother of Dragons girl, you know, I want to, and it's coming up to where do you take this one city and kill tens of thousands of people that you were there to save? But I must win. You know, which is it? Saving people, winning, win to save people. How does this work? Freedom's the answer. What's the question? Do you make it safe for some people to do and be what they want? Is that what's going to happen? But then that's a threat to control and authoritarianism, just even have an example of people thriving. Can't have that.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
He's right back. Okay, this is a couple of things that I want to show you. There is... the news of the day, it's just the, it's the same old, same old, same, same, same. Want to make money? Work for the government. Which class of full-time, year-round American workers has the highest median earnings? It is the class that works for private sector employees? Is it the class that works for the government? Or is it the entrepreneurial class, those of whom employ themselves? According to the Census Bureau Personal Income Table 07, PINC 07, whatever that means, the competition isn't close. When it comes to making money in the modern United States of America, government workers win. Among Americans who actually earn income by working, they are the upper class. In 2017, according to PINC 07, I guess this is the report, what is it called? Yeah, whatever, doesn't matter. There were 115 million Americans, 704,000 Americans who worked full time at least 35 hours per week and year round at least 50 weeks in the year. The table divides those workers into three general classes: private wage and salary workers, government wage and salary workers, and self-employed workers. Of the full-time year-round workers, 88 million were private sector employees, 17 million were government employees, and 10 million were self-employed. Another 42,000 were classified as unpaid family workers, whatever that means. The overall median earnings for all of these full-time year-round workers in 17 was $48,500. Workers in private industry, however, made less than the overall median. Their median earnings were $46,797, $46,000. The self-employed did a little better than the national rate. Their median earnings were $50,300. But government workers did the best. Their median earnings were $53,000. That was 14.2% better than private sector workers and 6.1% better than the self-employed. And it goes on and blah, blah, blah. Want to make money? Work for the government, man. And you ain't really have to work then. You know, that I remember the joke. There was 80% of government employees could be replaced with robots. And Greg Tindon from Missouri, a friend and farmer there, he goes, no, he goes, 100% of them can be replaced with pictures of robots. No, it's just a way of looking at it. A lot of these, it just shouldn't be there. We are seeing the end. It's going slower, and I don't know if it's slower, but certainly where you can see it of all over the world. What you see in Venezuela, you're seeing what was Venezuela a few years ago. You're seeing the same kind of stuff here. You know, the consolidation of power, the critique of whatever. All right, here we got top websites ranking. Freedom's Phoenix. No, probably not. Okay, we have Google, number one. Then you get YouTube. Yeah, let's see. Facebook, Amazon, Yahoo, Pornhub, Xvideos, and then it's a bunch of porn. And then Twitter, eBay, Instagram, Wikipedia. Yeah, Wikipedia used to be, back in the day, man, it was really awesome. And now it's just a political tool again. It's all that, massaged, allowed crap. It's not, I don't use it near as much as I used to. Reddit, Bing, Craigslist, Craigslist, I see that's going to start shooting up. They're going to go after Craigslist. We're going to have to start checking Craigslist ownership and management and boards and all that kind of stuff, because there's a whole bunch of commerce going on and somebody ain't paying taxes on it. And I've heard government say, we're going to get some on that. Really? Okay, well, here it comes. And then you go, it goes. All right. So what's their point here? Does Google rule the world? Is that what it is? Yeah, Google and YouTube, and they're owned by the same thing, Facebook, Amazon, Yahoo. Then you get into porn. So I'm going, yep, there's a lot of power to be manipulated there. I'm just, FYI. Trending, universities nationwide remove historical artwork deemed offensive. A major nationwide trend on campuses is the removal of historic artwork depicting prominent figures or scenes that are deemed offensive or racist by today's standards. The censorship is getting wider in scope. Controversial historical figures like Christopher Columbus and Woodrow Wilson have consistently drawn student outrage and protest. Consistently, really? What student? You know, all five of them or something? I mean, not that I'm a fan of any of these guys. I'm like, you build a monument to anybody, I think it's stupid. But, you know, it's... Yeah. Now, if it's not the principal, I mean, maybe, you know, the Bill of Rights or something like that. But, you know, have a standard to hold. If you put somebody up as a standard, well, no individual's ever going to meet some standard of somebody else's whatever. So I'm not a big fan of certainly using tax money, you know, to, you know, honor some individual. Now, if you want to do it yourself and put it on your thing, or if they don't want it on the public, you know, grounds anymore and give it back to you and put it in your backyard or something. I mean, I, you know, it's probably freedom's the answer. What's the question? I mean, all this stuff, you know, comes from this idea that we got to vote on what we're going to do with my money. I'm like, quit. But other more beloved figures like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are also beginning to attract controversy. So, you know, here it comes. And I'm good. The first problem is you got government school, you know. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, air it is. Air he is. Air he is. So here's the air. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, proud. Anyway, there's a picture of a baby I showed you. Yeah, there's a picture. Got it. It looks like a baby. Boom. Done. Salt Lake Tribune seeks to become a nonprofit community asset, a first for a legacy newspaper, because they don't have a choice. Now, think about this. They were looking, remember when the newspapers, they were starting to cough up blood a decade ago or so, they were screaming for bailouts. Like they were the auto industry. So we're the, you know, the fourth branch of government. The, you know, we're the blah, 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 give us money. Keep us in business. Okay, which ones? Little ones, big ones, which ones? New York Times, that's who. Oh, okay, that's what I thought. So here what Salt Lake is going to be doing something different. After years of heavy financial losses, the Salt Lake Tribune is pursuing federal approval to become a nonprofit operation sustained by donations, large and small. Now, are they going to, you know, who would donate? And if they did, what kind of control would they have over a paper? And what would they say? Would they be critical of the interest of the donators? Well, so donations, are they going to be donating to buy the paper? Are they just giving it out? Are they throwing it on your doorstep? Is it a free? Are they going to have any advertising? I have no idea. Owner Paul Huntsman, who bought Utah's largest newspaper in 2016, confirmed his lawyers have approached the IRS about changing the Tribune from a privately owned business to a community asset. Okay. The wealthy businessman said he sees the transformation as the best way to sustain the Pulitzer Prize-winning newspaper and maintain its independence. Its independence with donors. Yeah. Well, you know, they're going to try a different way. In a twofold strategy, attorneys have already sought IRS approval to create blah, 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 blah. Well, this, yeah, we'll put this one up. This is a trend. Here we go. You know, it's going to come down. You're going to have your newspaper is going to be like a piece of, you know, graphene that's going to come on. You can change. It's like Minority Report. You know, it updates the newspaper as you're reading it. It just changes. Wi-Fi is in. They're called, like, tablets. don't know. Why would you even go different? Well, it needs to be like a paper cap. And it does. So bulky.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with AgristHosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to AgristHosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's AgristHosting.com.
Help get LRN.FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Oh, I wasn't ready with my music. Here I am. All right. This is some more news I wanted to make sure you kind of get a bead on. Here, take a look at this. Mexican president to media. You know what will happen for bad coverage. You sure you want to do that? You want to do that? You want to do bad coverage? You know, I wouldn't be you if you did some bad coverage of me because I'm president. You know, now, Trump, what does he do? Does he go after him? Does he do anything? Is he, I don't know, probably whines, bitch, complain. I mean, hell, they are after him. But here, you know, kind of the idea has been, that's what, I think it was Jefferson, he was going, you know, you have free press and freedom of speech, you know, the counter for, you know, bad speech is, you know, more speech, you know, it's just, you know, let it go. See, I don't get all nutted up. Even when they, you know, during campaigns, man, they'll say the worst stuff about libertarians or even come after me or, you know, you got your adjectives, you know, tie-dye wearing, dope smoking, gun toting, crazy libertarian Ernest Hancock says this about that. You know, I'm like, yeah, whatever, spell it right. So I never really worried about it because in the end, anybody that was really paying attention, certainly my friends and family and so on, they knew what was going on. You know, you think we don't know how bad the press is? So you just, yeah, that's all good, man. But when you start really going after them, I don't know how, you know, the pen mightier than the sword, you know, is it? Well, you know, sometimes, I mean, usually, eventually. One of the largest and most respected international press freedom organizations called out a series of statements made by Mexico's president against critical news outlets. In a country that continues to be one of the deadliest for journalists, comments or threats by politicians against the media are a reason for concern. That's a reason for concern. You know, the cartel didn't like what you say. Or you just blame it on the cartel. You know, it's like, yep, he must have, you know, he must have did the wrong drug or something. You know, did the wrong story. Boom, dead. Well, it could be just political opposition. And political opposition, I mean, the actual candidates, they drop like flies in Mexico. God forbid you have a freedom-oriented popular person. Yeah, dead. You hear a lot about it. You know, it's mayors, you know, state governors, kind of, you know, whatever. You probably don't hear about it a lot around the rest of the country. Here in Arizona, man, woo! It's in the paper, or people know about it, and you get and crosses your radar screen. If you go too far, you know what will happen. You know, that's what he's saying to at press briefing. You go too far, you know what will happen. Yeah, what will happen? You know. All right, well, maybe I don't know. Yeah, but we know. So, all right, fine. I'm so concerned by our attitude towards it. Do we get jaded to it? What do we do about it? Who do you listen to? You go, yeah, it's confirmation bias. You go, yeah, I like the New York Times, and they did that one story. Well, that one story was preceded by two dozen stories that was a bunch of crap. And when they got caught, this is when I realized a long time ago, it's not the news. It's a spin on the olds. They don't, you know, when everybody knows about something, it's already a big deal, then here comes the media to explain what everybody knows, what it really means. So, as activists, you know, you want to goad the media into covering something, you put up signs everywhere. You want to campaign. You make it a popular, you do something crazy out on the, you know, I don't want to say because, you know, it might be stuff we do. But, you know, I'm just going to, you know, you get people's attention. You know, creative things. You know, sky riding. Pulling banners at different events behind planes. You know, having floating, you know, images that you light and do one of the lakes of the kind of, you know, in the video the drone did and kind of, you know, one thing that was a creative idea and now, right now, would have been perfect. It's raining again today. It's all been, you know, there's been a bunch of rain so on. It was Morpheus. Morpheus that's doing time in jail now, beginning out here within a year, hopefully, you know, for his Bitcoin trading and stuff and everything. This was his idea. He goes, what if in the approach, there's open desert fields going into, I mean, it's downtown kind of thing, but there's open on the riverbed there. It comes like this, the Salt River, the planes coming in land in line with the river. You know, there's sometimes it's dry, sometimes it's not. You got the Tempe Town Lake. You got, you know, anyway, so it's the airport, the landing strips are kind of in parallel with the river, basically. So you don't have high rises built in the riverbed. So when the planes come in, they go across some big fields out there that are not developed and who want to live there or work there anyway, but big fields. And he goes, what if you took some wildflowers, some seeds, you know, grass, anything, you know, and you just planted them there at the right time, which would have been like, I don't know, a month ago or something. And you spelled out 9/11 truth or, you know, planes didn't hit, you know, whatever. He wanted to do a 9/11 thing. And you just went out there, you kind of marked it out, you know, how you just walked it in big area and you just threw seeds. Just kind of had a little rake there. You kind of put it in, kind of threw the seeds out there and just let it sit there. At some point, they would sprout and it would spell out something. And every plane coming in would see it. And I go, that's a good I and did. You can make a logo. You could do whatever. And I'm going, and what would they, them, those do? And how would they know? And who would they get? They would come after me now. But I didn't do it. I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I gave you guys the idea. It's you guys. You did it. Didn't you? Didn't you do it? Yeah, I think you did. So this is the kind of stuff. We get creative. You know, that's why we had the printing press and the t-shirts and all that. It's just you create an awareness of an issue or a thing, like we did the vaccine education summit. We'll do another summit of some kind. We'll go piss off somebody in this September, October. You know, what shall we do? I don't know. That's going to be fun. Interesting. It's going to be informative. It's going to be to where they, them, those have to cover it. They have to. They have to. Because they can't let people out there going to webpage. They want to know what's going on. They go, they search it, they find it, they surf, they get the information, they share, they copy, they send, and they go, nope, we gotta FUD it. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. You don't want to associate with these guys, what they really say, and if they did, then like freedom would reign and chaos would accompany, and we'd have a job, and you can't have that or something. I mean, you know, this is how we get them to cover it. They don't cover the news. They spin the olds. That's what they call it, the spin room. They actually call it spin rooms. They will spin it, and they will go, what are they going to do? Well, a legislator and official shiny badge wearing gun-toting fine hat guy here says this about that. Well, what do they say? Don't care. You know, so this is, and you're going to see a lot more of this. It's going to be street activist kind of stuff going into the 2020 election cycle. It's going to bypass all of these controls. And of course, they're going to try and say what it means. Well, these are preludes to revolution, preludes to the civil war, preludes to, or it could just be peaceful change. Do you have a system that allows for this kind of change? You know, JFK understood. Those that make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. Well, what's the revolution that they want? Revolution of all our money belongs to them, you know, and who uses that? They, them, those. You know, they promise, you know, Bernie, you know, health care for everybody and this for everybody and that for everybody and everybody gets some money and everybody. You know, if they really wanted to do something, I go, all right, well, you know, can I have some robots? They can go work for me. You know, this robots are going to have all these jobs. And I go, good. I want to have me a bunch of robots. And you can do it. You just buy a bunch of Tesla cars and then just let them go out there and make money for you. But then other people will do it. You know, chains will be doing it. Tesla themselves are doing it. What they got planned is that they're going to be leasing Teslas. And when the lease is over, you can't buy it. It goes back to the company. And they're going to use those as taxis. Robo-taxis a la Tesla. So a lot of times they're going, well, he doesn't have the money and this stock's not going to be where you can't. And he's going, oh, yeah? What if I got robo-cars driving and I'm getting to make money? You know, my robots out there making me money. What about that? Huh? What about that? You think that? Maybe that? Yeah, probably that. Ah, cool. Yep, you just got to think 20 years in the future. Hell, 5. And you can see what's coming and where to position yourself.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary. I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me.
Yes, that's my baby. Yep. The future's going to be so interesting for some and scary for others and deadly for many. I'm not sure what we should do other than what we've been doing. You know, it's all been about, you know, we need to make sure that we're prepared. You know, we're just prepared. Prepared for what? I don't know. For not being dead. I'm encouraging people to not be dead. Let's not be dead. How do we not be dead? You know, and you want to have the ability to provide for your family and make sure that they're taken care of, they're healthy. What happens when they get really sick? I mean, there's going to be some diseases and sick, you know, kind of, well, let's give them vaccinations. Yeah, a lot of the illness that I think that they're, see, vaccinations really are for viruses. You know, I'm not sure, you know, what about other pathogens? You want to, you know, introduce bacteria, and I'm not feeling it. Humans have been, it's been nutrition. There has been, you know, some immunity needs. You have the Europeans come over to Central South America and 40 million people, entire races, entire species, entire human population dead. And they go, well, you don't need that gold necklace anymore now, do you? Boom, we'll take that. And then the pirates take it, you know, from the Spanish galleons that stole it from the Incas or whatever, and they're the bad guys. So, you know, whatever. So I want to go to this. Here, let me do this. When you guys see on the page, this is a custom module that you can customize to do whatever, all kinds of different things. We're going to be emphasizing this here soon. But one of the things is I do, you know, custom links. This is where I'll put on, you know, all these different web, and then what a lot of the audience says, a lot of this is, you know, treehugger.com technology. I mean, I go left, the right, I just want to see what they're doing. You go, where the hell did he get that? Why did he put that up there? Because that's what they're saying. On the other side, you need to know what's up. Now, some of the ones, I don't even have Popular Science on here anymore. It's so bad. And Wired Magazine is, you know, been bad for years. I hardly even click on it anymore. So you go click, and I got it up here. Okay. Wired Magazine. Let's just look at the, you know, my wild ride in a robot race car. Okay, kind of cool. Artificial intelligence may not hallucinate after all. I know what the hell that means. These headphones cost $500. Are they worth it? Should I spend $1,000 on a smartphone? Dinosaurs get their close-ups in these stunning photos. Inside the weird and booming industry of online influence. And each one of these stories has this pro-government bit. And there's why top scientists are pretending an asteroid is headed for Earth. Are they pretending? I don't know. Something's heading sometime somewhere. So this is not what it used to be. It used to be a lot more Wired. I remember having one of the editors on in like 10, 11. And he had retired or left. And the story behind Wired was that it was libertarian technology. It's going to, technology is going to free us and all these problems are going to be solved. Technology, and we're going to cover it. Technology. And this is in the 90s, if not the early 90s. And they came out and that was the idea. Technology is going to free us. And he said the editorial board were disillusioned. It was politics was in the way. It was, you know, the technology. Oh, yeah, it may free you, but you're going to be allowed. And we got everything that we can do to make sure and you're out of business or you're not allowed or you don't get your supplies or you got to pay this tax or you got to something. You know, there's always something. Don't think so? Ask Tucker. Ask Howard Hughes. Ask Elon Musk. You know, anybody that challenges the status quo, they got 15 gazillion ways they're going to get you. Ask DeLorean. You know, it's just, and it's always the entrenched monopolies that have, you know, forced government monopolies on them. And it's going to get to the point where it's desktop manufacturing. It's going to be, I built 3D printed my own car. Suck it. Which, oh, you don't think so? A few years ago, they had bodies that you could, you had a platform, and you go, all right, I want this car. You design it yourself with them, and they 3D print the chassis. It'd be like a Doom Buggy or something, which is now coming out, open Doom Buggies by Volkswagen. They're going to have entire, because I remember General Motors did this, it was over a decade ago. It was a long time ago. I was, before we started, maybe 20 years ago, they came up with what they called the skateboard. The skateboard was just, it's like Tesla without the body on it. It was the battery pack in the bottom. It had the wheels and suspension, and everything was, you know, by wire. You know, you had, you put on the, you know, accelerator and the steering and all that kind of stuff was, you know, by electrical circuits, actuators that, you know, blah, blah, blah. You didn't have like a rack and pinion, you know. So you had the skateboard, and then you built the body on it. Well, that's what Duesenbergs were. It's a doozy. When you got the Duesenberg, all you got was the chassis. You got the frame, the wheels, the engine, and then you custom built the body. Like Body by Fisher on Fords, it used to say Body by Fisher. I remember when I was a kid getting in the car, and it would say the little chrome part you'd step in when you open the door, that little threshold there, it said Body by Fisher. I go, who the hell's Fisher? It had an old, you know, car on there, an old-timey 30s car or something. Well, that's how they did it. You know, the body was done by something else. It's just like, you know, Tesla has the Panasonic battery plant that's at the Gigafactory, but it's a separate plant. It's got a dividing line. You know, you own this. This is mine. The two shall not, you know, meet. You know, we did it together and kind of peace out. But, you know, and then when they undo that contract and they go to Maxwell Technology for, you know, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Let me tell you about that a little bit. But the, so all of these stories, especially PopSci. Yeah, let's go check out PopSci. You know, PopSci.com, I think that's where it was. And it is propaganda like you wouldn't. The domain PopSci.com is for sale? Oh, okay. Let me see. Popular Science. Because I thought that was it. I mean, if that's for sale, they're coughing up blood that much already. It's been a while since I went there. Popular Science. Okay, you got Facebook, Popular Science, YouTube, Popular Science. Really? Subscriptions, Popular Science Magazine. Really? They're selling the site. I guess they don't have it anymore. All right, let's go to their Wikipedia and see what happened. Yeah, because they suck, man. For the magazine, see Popular Science. It's an American quarterly magazine carried by... Does it have a thread? Wow. Yep, see? It's going bad. And you could tell Popular Science was just so... You know, it's always been kind of bad. In the 80s, you could start to see what they were doing. It was a... What they were doing is they were promoting technology that they were trying to sell to the military. They're going, look, you definitely need to have this thing here because you need to have it. Okay, popsci.com. Okay, what did I spell? Oh, okay, I don't know. All right, here it is. All right. How to ditch your iPhone for Android and take your files with you. Find the real Breakfast of Champions with this helpful chart. The coolest Android Q features Google just announced and how to try them. Flickering light to help mice with Alzheimer's-like symptoms. So where's the tech? Where's the cool new we're going to save the planet kind of got this, you know, rocket ship to the moon, anti-gravity, whatever the hell. It's just not there anymore. And anything that you do is... It's just more trying to market it to the military to buy it, to make it to where you can't get it. You go, either you buy it military or we're going to sell it to the people. You know, I remember they called it dragon skin or dragon armor or something. It was a overlapping kind of like a scales that was a bulletproof vest. And it was the only bulletproof vest that... held off rifle bullets. So your bulletproof vest, it may help you with handguns. Somebody shoots you with an AK-47 or an AR, it's going through it. So I don't know what your bulletproof vest ain't doing you no good, or a rifle caliber. So, you know, just FYI. Well, so what happens is they go, you know, we got this dragon skin. Well, they go, nope, not allowed. And they put it out and they promoted the crap out of it on Popular Science. And then, you know, the military came in and bought, I don't even know if they're getting it. But they bought the exclusivity on it or paid off somebody to where you can't get it. You know, all of these traditional websites, traditional ways of getting information, all of the World Wide Web and everything, it's going away because it gets so controlled to where it's so easy to be better. It's so easy to be totally different, to have things that you don't have access to. You've been taking on the off-ramp into irrelevancy. You know, nothing that's real, and Popular Mechanics is even worse. You know, Hearst owned them, and they went down the dark side a long time ago. So, and I remember they used to have, like, plans and stuff for building cool things. It's changing.